Pinellas County intends to go with a curbside recycling program for the first time beginning next January. But after learning details of how the plan would work with participating municipalities, the county commission today quashed a plan to share any revenues coming out of the program with those cities. Currently, 21 cities in the county have their own recycling programs. Bob Hauser, director of the Solid Waste Department for Pinellas County, says the plan would be for the unincorporated parts of the county and six cities to participate, three that currently have no program right now.
Including Dunedin, Indian Rocks Beach, North Reddington Beach, St. Petersburg, Tarpon Springs, and Treasure Island.
Commissioner Ken Welch noted the significant insertion of St. Petersburg, which rejected a request by the county last fall to participate.
Needless to say, I'm elated that St. Peter's agreed to participate in this, and I want to congratulate staff on your hard work to help make that happen. That is big news.
But Solid Waste Director Bob Hauser irked commissioners by saying that the county would not only subsidize cities who participate with the county, but said that if there were ever to be any revenues, those cities would share in that booty. Commissioner Karen Seal.
We're going to pay for the cost of collection, yet we're going to give the city some share of the revenues from the paper, which puts us in a net deficit.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yes. Well, we'll be in a net deficit anyway, but yes, we're looking at sharing the revenues on that.
I'm a little concerned about that.
What? Other commissioners quickly followed. Commission Chair Calvin Welch.
If we're taking the risk, what more is there? We're going to pay for it. We're going to provide the containers. We're going to keep all of this stuff out of the landfills. Mm-hmm. We're going to meet the governor's goals. They have the same goals. They ought to have the same motives. That should be enough.
Officials said the program would cost around $8 to $10 million overall. That led Commissioner Nancy Bostock to say she was unnerved with a new $10 million program, while the county struggles to cut tens of millions of dollars in programs because of the recession. And she said curbside recycling countywide was happening before countywide garbage collections in unincorporated areas, which she said didn't make sense.
And I'm saying that if there's money available on solid waste, we could perhaps subsidize that if we're looking at, we've got money in this pot and we can spend it in this area. We're cutting back on everything else. Everybody else is hurting. If we were to subsidize that, I'm not necessarily advocating that, but it's something to look at before we just start throwing around $10 million for a new program.
Commissioner Ken Welch asked flat out, why would the county pay cities for the service that the county is paying for? Again, Solid Waste Director Bob Hauser.
Well, part of the thought on this part of it was that, you know, there would be some incentive to the cities. It would get them going, you know, participate under the contract, come up with a uniform system and want to participate and make sure that a good job was done in their areas. And that was the intent of looking at something like this.
And Hauser said the other way the cities would pay would be part of a net cost model, which would be the collection of cost minus revenues.
For the districts that we would be managing, that's very straightforward. Mm-hmm. For the cities, it would be whatever their collection cost is, less what their revenues are. They would have to make a demonstration of what those costs were, and they would be reimbursed on the, you know, what the net money that was left to be needed to fund the program.
Last Friday, the Pinellas County Commission approved resolutions for increasing efficiencies and reducing costs of emergency management services, which has been criticized by Clearwater and St. Petersburg. Currently, the county contracts with 19 municipalities to provide advanced life support services. Commissioner Karen Seal worried about the recycling program falling into a similar situation.
So somehow we have to set the standards for, you know, staffing or whatever else, how we're going about paying the cities for doing this service. Because I can see this open-ended checkbook that we're now dealing with the shortfall. And I really want to see the sustainability of this recycling program for years to come.
Yes.